See Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Max.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 11 minutes after 6 o'clock here on this Tuesday morning.
What is this? It's a new open.
I think it perfectly describes our show. 2.5 men.
And it's the Ashton Kutcher version, so I'm Ashton Kutcher.
No, you're the half. So who is the half in that version?
Well, it was Ashton Kutcher was the half. Because he still acted like a child, but he was an adult.
Oh, I see. I see. So they used the other one as the kid.
Right. He was the other man.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, okay. I get it now. Good morning to you. Good morning, guys. Tuesday morning. One more day of school. This is it. Last day of school.
Turkey break coming up here.
Big, long turkey break. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. That's one thing we want to remember.
Boy, those kitchens tomorrow are going to be hopping, even more so on Thursday morning.
Yeah, I'm telling you, my sister, she's having 34 people over.
Is she crazy?
Yes, she is. I told her that the
other night. And they're all family.
I told her that the other night. She loves it. She's making 2 sets of dressing.
Ooh. And, are they both the same or?
No, one's got oysters, I think, in it, and the other one is just plain.
Oysters?
Oysters.
I've never heard of that.
I think that's oyster dressing, I think.
Is that a thing? I guess.
Yeah, I guess it is. We used to make oyster stew at Thanksgiving. I don't know if she's going to do that or not, but that's always some good stuff. Good.
Are we invited?
No. we got 34 people. You think I'm going to ask you to? That'd make 36.
Well, we're your work family.
Have I been invited to your house for Thanksgiving? I think not. Okay.
Well, that would require us.
What are we going to have at your house?
Saltines.
Smoked cheese.
No, saltines and peanut butter.
Oh, no, we've got smoked cheese if it's ready in time.
I am hoping to break it out on Thanksgiving.
It won't be ready.
It's been sitting in the refrigerator now for like 5 days, right?
It has to sit for 3 weeks before you can eat it.
Oh, well, just in time for
December 6th
Easter
is the date.
I'm not really sure. You know, yesterday morning, I had good news.
Yeah.
But I never got a chance to get to the bad news because we started talking about the Salvation Army and the great things that they do.
Yeah.
I know you're on the board of the Salvation Army, so I didn't want to, like, cut in, you know, go, oh, well, we don't have time for that. No. So I'm going to give you the bad news today. This is for working class Americans. Okay? You ready? Amazon, and we've talked about this before, but it's really becoming a reality because they're fixing to start cashierless stores. Like, they'll have an Amazon store you can go to. They'll have no cashiers.
Right.
And so that'll put a lot of people out of work if, you know, that becomes a, you know, regular form of the way to shop.
So right.
Amazon. Would you think that would be bad news for people that work cash registers?
Yes.
No, you're going to argue with me about this, aren't you?
For those people, I would absolutely agree. I don't know that I dislike that idea.
Oh, I didn't say dislike the idea, but I'm saying that is, you know, going to put some people out of work, I would think.
Right.
So Amazon is creating box stores, is what you're saying, and those box stores are not going to have cashiers. They will have cashierless checkouts.
Yes. Yes.
Well, my thought is maybe that puts some people to work in the stores that wouldn't have a job otherwise. I don't know.
Well, that may be true.
You do have to have somebody to stock the shelves and sweep the floors.
But if they're going to become a player with a box store, then I think that's going to really change the landscape of retail everywhere else, too.
Right. That's my point.
Yeah.
If that happens and it goes over, then you're going to be doing that at Belk's. You're going to be doing that at, you know, all the major department stores.
Well, you
what
see
few
that,
we have left.
You see that at one of the McDonald's on our side of town, when they did a renovation, they now have kiosk where you go and you can order. And they only have one person at the counter.
If that.
Yeah.
Well, that's one bad news that you've kind of created into a good news scenario.
Well, I can see your point about it being.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it even goes broader and add the bad news part to it to the.
We already don't need people to vacuum the floors.
Well,
you got a Roomba.
Uh huh. Yeah, exactly. But I've got some more bad news. Can I lay that on you? Some more bad news?
Sure.
Okay. Downer Dinkins today.
Have I got time? but I want to remind you, we're broadcasting from the Billups Center Studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. Uber is, they're fixing to try to tax Uber, the state of New Jersey, because they're not paying taxes.
Like a taxi tax or something like that, I'm sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, in New York, there are taxi taxes, and that's a big thing there because Ubers are taking over taxis. So more trouble.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, guys. This has been really great. 6:17, it's time to take our first look at the weather. NBC Sports coming up at 6:20.
Good morning, guys. Clouds will be on the increase for today. Showers are possible in the area by this afternoon. Highs will make it into the lower 60s. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers likely. Storms also possible. Temperatures hold steady across the region. South winds will be breezy 10 to 25. And then Wednesday, chance for more showers and storms, mainly before noon. And temperatures continue to hold steady. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now, it's 45.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro. Here's what some of the residents of Stones River Manor have to say.
Tell me a little bit about the manor.
I've enjoyed it, but I knew about the manor some time back because my mother was here. And so I knew that when I came, it was going to be here.
And what do you like the most?
Being able to go eat and not do the dishes.
I bet. Stones River Manor, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Hi, I'm Will Brown, great-grandson of Roscoe Brown. One of the service projects I was lucky enough to do was serving at the Journey Home in Murfreesboro. Being able to serve food to people who didn't have much of anything was a big impact on my life, almost as much as it was on theirs.
This unbreakable community bond is the foundation of the Roscoe Brown Company, with plumbing, heating and air, indoor air quality, and more.
Roscoe Brown. RoscoeBrown.com.
I think I can do it better.
I was looking for a bank that sees me as more than just a credit score or an account balance.
A bank that has my best interests at heart and helps me get better at managing my money.
A bank that's big enough to have everything I need, checking, savings, loans, credit cards, but small enough to treat me like family.
Turns out, I wasn't looking for a bank at all.
Ascend Federal Credit Union, banking without the bank. To learn more, stop by one of our three Murfreesboro locations.
Hey, Josie, love your new kitchen. We're having ours remodeled, but it's taking forever.
We called Cabinet Empire, and they installed cabinets, custom granite, and tile in less than 2 weeks.
Beautiful. Where are they?
Right there across from Jackson Heights Plaza, 805 Northwest Broad Street. Definitely give them a call for your next remodel project. They are fast, friendly, and it's top quality at an affordable price. I'll always call Cabinet Empire for all of my remodel needs. Just mention that Penny and Josie sent you, and they'll even throw in a free sink with your remodel purchase.
This is Jeff Graham with Tire World. I want to invite you to visit our new off-road department at our Memorial Boulevard location, featuring lift kits, leveling kits, light bars, as well as wheel and tire packages. Just come by and ask for Gator for all your off-road needs. That's Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
NBC Sports Radio Update starts now.
I've done Stash Tower. LA Rams went to the Super Bowl last year. This year, third place, trailing in the wild card standings. They needed to upset the red-hot Ravens last night. Didn't happen.
Ravens third and goal. Tight end in motion. Shotgun snap. He rolls out of the pocket. Cocks his arm. Throws a pass. It's caught by Sneed at the five. Runs to the pylon near side. Touchdown! Ravens have done it again. A fifth touchdown pass for Lamar Jackson. This time, Willie Sneed sneaking in early fourth quarter. 41-6, the Ravens over the Rams.
Kevin Harlan, Westwood won 45-6 was the final. Baltimore has now won seven games in a row, heading into a big one Sunday in Baltimore. The Ravens will host the 10-1 49ers. Milwaukee Bucks made it eight wins in a row, 122-118 over Utah for Giannis Antetokounmpo. 50 points, 14 rebounds, 6 assists. Brooklyn's won four in a row, a two-point win at Cleveland. Portland ended a four-game losing streak, 117-94 at Chicago. Carmelo Anthony, 25 points. Minnesota got 28 points, 13 rebounds, 8 assists from Karl Anthony Towns. A 125-113 win in Atlanta. Trae Young, 37 points for the Hawks. The Hawks have lost seven in a row. Orlando's 0-7 on the road, beaten by in Detroit 103-88. Indiana made it 10 of the last 13, 126-114 over Memphis. Upset in college basketball in Maui, third-ranked Michigan State lost to Virginia Tech 71-66, already the second loss for the Spartans. Fourth-ranked Kansas beat Chaminade by 30. NHL, the Islanders' point-scoring streak over at 17. They had 15 wins, two overtime losses, shut out in Anaheim 3-0. Replay every game all season with NFL Game Pass. Replay all the gutsy calls, bitter rivalries, crazy catches, wild comebacks, and breakout stars. All season long, start your free trial today at NFL.com/Game Pass.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day. We are located on Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, call us for a free consultation at 867-9900.
Time for your 622 sports update here from News Radio WGNS. And don't forget to join us tonight for State Farm Prep Basketball as we head to Rockvale, the Rockets and Lady Rockets hosting Summit. It's the first game in 47 years at Rockvale High, so we'll be there to broadcast that 5:50 airtime tonight. After Thanksgiving, we've got Lady Raider basketball on Friday versus Auburn in the Gulf Coast Showcase, 9:30 Friday morning. And then, of course, Friday night, State Farm Prep football. As we head to Maryville, the Rebels hosting the Oakland Patriots about 5:30 for our primetime sports countdown to kickoff, sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day, kickoff at 6 o'clock. Saturday, we've got Lady Raider basketball. We also have men's basketball and Middle Tennessee at Western Kentucky football all here on the radio.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Ryan Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's about 6:23. Got just enough time this morning for, you know what we're looking for.
What is that?
The real facts.
You know, I'm sure you've heard that blotting a piece of pizza with a napkin will reduce the amount of calories in it.
No, I've never heard that. I have seen people do that, but
well, there is a little
bit of
truth.
Is that the reason why they do it?
There's a little bit of truth to that, but it's only about 35 calories per slice, so it's not a whole lot.
Well, hey, in my case, any's better than none.
Any cuts it,
yeah.
Count your calories. Name them one by one.
Pizza on, yeah. Okay, here we go. 6:24 coming up, Dave Rossett's commentary. And we've got an eye on Washington from CBS News. You're listening to the Wake Up Crew here on this Tuesday morning.
And remember, the last Saturday of every month, all donated items are 30% off the sticker price.
30%?
That's right, 30% off the sticker price, all donated items on the last Saturday of every month.
That's only at the Habitat Restore here in Murfreesboro.
850 Mercury Boulevard.
But don't wait. What you really want may be gone.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Come on over and save.
Hearing aid and audiology services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Appreciate all the comments that people have given us. People are hearing better in their church services.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Even people who have worn hearing aids before are reporting that they're hearing better in noisy situations with these new devices that we have available. Try them for yourself and see how they work for you.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
With Hearing Aid and Audiology Services, 608 East Clark Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Let's hear it for democracy. This is Gil Gross filling in for Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance. I've been watching The Crown, one of those shows men watch because your wife beat you to the remote, which was on the floor where the cat helpfully pointed it out to your wife by barfing up a hairball next to it. Yeah, I could have grabbed the remote first, but then I'd have to clean up the hairball, and frankly, I'd rather watch The Crown. By the third season, one realizes this show was done better 40 years ago when Monty Python did a sketch called Upper Class Twit of the Year. The Crown, on TV and in reality, is about how interesting British history is while royalty flutters about cluelessly. The Queen not showing up for the funeral for more than 100 children killed in a coal mining disaster, the Duke and Duchess of Windsor enjoying Hitler, a Russian spy living in Buckingham Palace, though Lord knows what the point of that was for the Russians, unless they were trying to figure out what a corgi was, Prince Charles claiming his sole ambition in life was to be a tampon, and Prince Andrew giving an interview about how he had to spend 4 days with Jeffrey Epstein to break up with him. Yeah, we elect dummies sometimes here in the colonies, but every 4 years, we can get rid of them. The Brits are stuck paying for this lot forever. All I can think when I watch The Crown is, thank you, George Washington. Thank you so much. This is Gil Gross on the CBS News Radio Network.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes it easy to compare quotes and get a great rate with the Home Quote Explorer. Only at Progressive.com. Eye on the White House.
A federal judge has ordered former White House counsel Don McGahn to appear before Congress, where Democrats want to ask him about possible obstruction of justice by President Trump in the Russian meddling probe. The White House says the decision contradicts longstanding legal precedent and will appeal. House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says the impeachment process will move to the next step soon after lawmakers return to Washington next week. But there was fun at the White House, too, as Conan stopped by to get a medal and a plaque from the president. That's the military dog who's famous for his role in the raid that killed the Islamic State leader. Eye on the White House. I'm Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
You have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. See how much you could save at libertymutual.com.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on The Wake Up Crew. Dalton, John, Brian, broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, where medicine matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. And we're in the, well, I guess, the early portions of The Wake Up Crew for Tuesday.
You know what? Today's the last day of school. Before Thanksgiving break starts that is, tomorrow.
That's correct. I'm glad you mentioned that. I usually try to look at my reminder list up here, but I didn't do that this morning.
Yeah.
And so we've got kids love it. That extra day. Thanksgiving really wasn't that big of a deal as a kid growing up because you only had Thursday and Friday. But when they added that extra day, wow.
Makes it like 5 days count the weekend. That's a nice little break.
Yeah, and it's a really good golf day if the weather's right. The weather's okay.
Makes you very thankful.
Yeah, I used to get out when Stephanie would make Thanksgiving. I used to get out of the house on Wednesday where she'd start the pre-thing of the cooking. And so I'd just volunteer myself to go play a round of golf.
You sacrificed.
What a husband. What a husband. Yeah, and I can taste my sister's dressing right now.
Mm.
She makes some good dressing, turkey and dressing.
Good desserts, too, I bet.
Yeah, she makes a lemon meringue pie to die for.
Ooh.
And I make the chess pies, actually.
I heard you're pretty good at that.
You know, I'm going to have to do that, and I'm thinking I'm going to try one. I'll make four pies, two for us, and I'll make one with some kind of substitute sugar. What do you think?
Splenda, yeah.
Splenda. Make it with Splenda. It'd have eggs in it. It'd have eggs and sugar. I think I could do it. See what it tastes like anyway. I don't know if it'd hold together or not. It does have butter. Can you have butter?
Yeah, I can have some butter.
I may make one for you.
Well, I would be honored.
You'll have to find a low-carb pie crust. This crust will be a problem. Why are you staring at me like that?
It's always something with you in there.
I'm just trying to watch out.
You could just eat the filling inside.
Yeah.
Let's go to Brandon Brooks. Well, no, we got to do Today in History first. There we go.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. I still have a dream. Tear down this wall.
Cauliflower pie crust.
There you go.
Hmm.
See, I got an answer.
Is that what you were talking about during the opening?
we were yelling at each other during the opening. Yeah. So, anyway, let's go to Brandon Brooks with CBS Rewind.
This is Rewind. November 26, 1976. The pioneering English punk band, The Sex Pistols, released their debut single, Anarchy in the UK. Don't know what I want, but I know how to get it. This date in 1986. The release of the sci-fi comedy adventure Star Trek IV.
Notify all stations.
The Voyage Home.
Starfleet Emergency, red alert.
This date in 1989.
Hi, this is MTV Unplugged, and I'm Jules Shear.
The premiere of MTV Unplugged.
Spinning faces at the sky.
Featuring the new wave band.
A Harold Robbins paperback.
Squeeze.
Surfers dropping balls and dry.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
And everybody wants a hat.
And that's Rewind. With more Today in History, here's John.
All right, thanks, Brandon. We are looking at from 1789 today.
Ooh.
to actually, we only go to 1922.
So we're all, it's very historical.
Yeah, it's very. It goes way back. 1789 is our first one. The first national Thanksgiving in America. First time it was actually honored as a holiday.
Oh, wow. Cool.
That's neat. Good history. It's on the wrong day, but good history. No, I meant today's not Thanksgiving. That's tomorrow.
I know, you scared me.
Well, but I mean, the 26th, I guess then, being it was probably the fourth Thursday of the month of November.
Right. I didn't mean to scare you.
Man,
you even, I didn't realize.
You even criticize our forefathers.
1789.
They didn't get it right. Dalton says, okay.
Well, we got it wrong. We put it on the wrong day.
1865, Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll is published in America.
Good book. Good cartoon. Disney cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Good.
And this was the actual book and not the movie in 1865, though.
You know? Right.
And finally, in 1922, English archaeologist Howard Carter opens King Tut's tomb with the body intact.
Wow. Yeah. The Egyptians did a good job of burying him, I guess.
Mummified.
Yeah. I mean, they did. That was one of the biggest archaeological finds probably in our history with King Tut.
They believed something along the lines of your body had to stay safe because you could still feel the pain that whatever happened to your body after your death. So they made sure that people were buried very carefully.
I thought they came to life and stuff. Didn't that happen in the movies? The mummies?
Yes.
The mummies?
Yeah. That's the movie version.
Yeah. There have been several versions of the mummy.
Mm-hmm.
Boris Karloff played the mummy in 1930-something, and Brendan Fraser was in a couple of those, wasn't he?
Right, and there were two of them, and then Tom Cruise in the latest one that bombed.
Yeah, bombed.
Yeah.
Yeah. They should have stuck with Brendan Fraser.
Well, this was supposed to kick off the new Universal Monster universe, but it didn't do that. It failed upon arrival.
I wonder if they'll ever make Frankenstein, and I guess they'll make a rebirth of that.
At some point.
Wolfman or something, anyway.
That was the plan. I want to tell you about our good neighbor of the day today. Derry Wells is today's good neighbor. He's very encouraging, and he's always helping young people. So he's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
Got a chance for you to call or text in your birthdays now for us. 615-893-1450. Call or text, and you could win a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe over on North Walnut Street.
All right, good neighbor events coming up in about 90 seconds. But first, our weather, and then the first look at traffic.
Good morning, guys. Clouds be on the increase for today. Showers are possible in the area by this afternoon. Highs will make it into the lower 60s. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers likely. Storms also possible. Temperatures hold steady across the region. South winds will be breezy 10 to 25. And then Wednesday, chance for more showers and storms, mainly before noon. And temperatures continue to hold steady. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 45.
Good morning. Watching traffic volume increase out here now. 24 as you make your way westbound towards Nashville. A lot of radar already out here. You're going to see quite a bit more of that over the next 4 or 5 days as 840 starts to pick up now. Headed over to Franklin Williamson County. Get the lowest prices on most of the airline tickets. Smart Fare. Save you 70% off. Call 1-800-915-2644. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time.
No matter what pops up during your day, Ascension St. Thomas makes it easy to get the care you need, anytime, from anywhere. Now you can see a doctor online, right from home, 24/7. Schedule same-day care online, check into the ER, or even schedule a visit with an Ascension St. Thomas primary care doctor. You'll find it all at getsthealthcare.com, with locations and online care across Middle Tennessee.
It's Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, the law offices of John Day, and the Rutherford Home Show, on air Saturdays at noon.
Hello, I'm Dave Gober with FNB Mortgage.
And Dean Higby with South Branch Nursery.
Be sure to tune in every Saturday for the Rutherford Home Show, presented by Old South Properties.
We are joined each week by local professionals to give helpful information about your home and the local community.
We also give you local real estate stats and rate information.
Join us here on WGNS for the Rutherford Home Show.
Saturdays at noon with Dean Higby and Dave Gober here on WGNS.
WGNS Good Neighbor Events. The Care Connection will be this Friday from 10 to 11 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. That's at 325 St. Clair Street. And also this Friday marks the beginning of Boy Scout Troop 197's selling of Christmas trees. This year they have only one location. It's the Fellowship United Methodist Church, 2511 Highway 99. That's the New Salem Highway. And they start that this Friday night. The Arthritis Support Group meets Saturday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. Let's get in that Christmas spirit. The joys of the season at MTSU, Sunday at 3 in the Tucker Theater. We're just a matter of days away from the deadline to enter the Christmas parade. The parade is Sunday, December the 8th at 2 in the afternoon. If you haven't entered, enter online today. Go to WGNSradio.com, look at the red bar across the top, and click Parade. That'll show you exactly what to do. From News Radio, WGNS, those are Good Neighbor events.
I know I made the wrong choice. I was trying to impress my friends. Oh, I was just as grown up and cool as they were. So I got a CD that will take a long time to mature. Too long. I should have gotten a First Bank CD with my choice of maturity date starting at just 7 months. Make the choice you can live with. Get a CD with great rates and flexible maturity dates from First Bank. Open online at firstbankonline.com/opencd. Member FDIC.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
True Tear Unit works well. You produce your own tears. And your own tears is the best thing you can have. It's better than any eye drops you can buy on the store.
McCabe Vision Center.
True Tear can treat dry eyes without using any medications or over-the-counter drops.
McCabe Vision Center.
Jeff's. Did you know that Jeff Siles Family Restaurant was voted the number one Southern cooking restaurant in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, as reported by the Tennessean newspaper? They are located at 467 South Hancock Street, serving 18 vegetables and 17 meats daily, including real hickory smoked barbecued ribs and shoulder and brisket, along with homemade banana pudding, cakes, and pies. Let the Sowell brothers and staff at Jeff's Restaurant prepare your turkey and ham, smoked, baked, or deep fried, and all types of desserts. Orders for complete meals are now being accepted for catering, Thanksgiving, and Christmas parties. Apply early or phone 615-867-2164, or come by our friendly dining room. We now have 5 delivery services for your convenience. Open 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 11 to 5 on Sunday. There's no place you'd rather be than in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, with hometown folks. We have the meats.
Jeff's.
Orders for complete meals are now being accepted for catering, Thanksgiving, and Christmas parties.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
Nice guy. 6:39 here on the Wake Up Crew, and, you know, we talked about this earlier, but it's the last day of school before Thanksgiving break. That is good news.
Hip hip hooray.
Yep. Tuesday, just 2 days. I always loved it. It used to go all the way to 3, you know, back in the old days.
Yeah, you used to only get, what, Thursday and Friday?
Yeah, but now they have cooking day, you know, where you can cook. I really believe that's why they did it.
Well,
yeah,
nobody, people don't cook
complaints.
Anymore.
I had enough complaints, yeah. So that, you know, we got to cook. Got to cook on that day. Well, anyway, here's something that's cooking. Red hot. It's a dad joke of the day.
After that low score you gave me yesterday. Why are there always fences around cemeteries? Ever wondered why?
I don't know why.
People are just dying to get in.
That was better.
It was better.
Oh, you're contemplating another low score.
I'm going to give it a 5.5. I'll give it a 6.
I'm going to go 7 with it. It's a good standby. It's a classic kind of a...
Would have been a good, great Halloween joke back about a month ago. 2 months.
Well, I mean... Jeez.
Who named him professor of the joke school?
6:41 CBS National News headlines are next, followed by a local news check with Ron Jordan, I think. Also, Man on the Street newsmakers coming up in about 5 minutes on the Wake Up Crew.
C
CBS News Update. A grandfather from Indiana is opening up about the pain of losing a baby granddaughter. Salmonella was holding one-year-old Chloe up to what he thought was a closed window aboard a cruise ship in Puerto Rico. She fell through the open panes 150 feet to her death.
I remember trying to find her on the floor, and then I saw her fall. I saw her fall the whole way down. I saw her fall. And it was just in disbelief. I was like, oh my God. And I think for a while I was looking in shock. I was just standing there.
Anello faces 3 years in prison for negligent homicide. He's spoken exclusively to CBS's David Begno.
What was your reaction when you found out that you were the subject of this criminal investigation?
Chloe being gone is the worst thing ever. So I'm like, whatever.
Help me understand what you mean.
There's nothing worse that they can do to me than what's already happened.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
Smyrna Depot's original sign has finally returned home. Town of Smyrna manager Brian Hercules accepted the original depot sign from the Cowan Railroad Museum Friday morning. Through a chance meeting at Union Station in Nashville, Susan Knowles, a Smyrna resident and COO of Carpe Artista, and Tom Knowles, the curator of the Cowan Railroad Museum, discovered the Smyrna Depot sign was displayed in the Cowan Museum. Arrangements were made to deliver the sign to the Smyrna Depot. 26th Annual Art Studio Tour held at 9 studios across Rutherford County this past Saturday and Sunday. Scattered showers slowed traffic Saturday, but artists observed that buyers weren't slowed. The event was sponsored by Stones River Craft Association and gave visitors a glimpse into the working studios of local artisans and craftsmen. A variety of media was spotlighted. Tennessee Department of Transportation making high-tech improvements to improve traffic flow. 8 new signals on Broad Street between Church and Thompson Lane being installed, and traffic control personnel, including flagmen and law enforcement, will be in place to help manage traffic flow during the signal shutdown. Upgrades to city traffic system equipment will enable the system to better communicate with TDOT's I-24 Smart Corridor. 2 people are in the hospital following a motel fire in Murfreesboro Sunday. Reports say the fire broke out inside a room at the Jackson Motel on Northwest Broad. Firefighters had to rescue a man from the second floor room directly above the fire, while another man and woman were able to escape without help. Officials say the man from the second floor taken to St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital in critical condition, a woman also at the hospital being treated for smoke inhalation. Investigators are now working to determine the cause of the fire. More news online at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
News is brought to you by the Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster.
If you're having a problem with your hearing, I wouldn't put that off. I wouldn't delay.
That's John Hood.
Technology has continued to improve just like everything else.
Hearing and understanding is vital. People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster. So should you.
Easy to make an appointment. Takes care of you readily.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster, 608 East Clark Boulevard. Hearing aid and audiology services. NovaCopy is becoming Novatech. NovaCopy, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, has changed its name to Novatech. The new name was chosen to reflect the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun. Our newest location, Toots West, is now open. It's on the corner of Rucker Lane and Highway 96, Franklin Road, and it's the same delicious food, the exact same menu and prices, the same service you've come to love, and the daily specials are exactly the same. Come have your Toots experience now at Toots West. Toots West, it's open on the corner of Rucker Lane and Highway 96, Franklin Road in West Murfreesboro.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. ED is also a gift. Most people don't get an early warning sign of a heart attack or silently worsening diabetes. For men, ED is often a visual symptom of other underlying medical problems. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Murfreesboro has been our home for generations. Just in time for Christmas, when you purchase any zero-turn mower or Big Green Egg grill, we'll put a bow on it and deliver for free. At Kelton's Hardware and Pet, we appreciate our local roots. We're more than a store, we're family. Kelton's True Value Hardware and Pet, Old Fort Parkway across from Kohl's, KeltonsInc.com.
It's Man on the Street Newsmakers, presented by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Experience real hometown banking. I'm Shelley Rigsby, manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We've made banking easy for you with our great customer experience, and you will also have 24/7 access with our online and mobile banking. So whether you want the in-person experience or banking on the go, come see us at the Bank Murfreesboro Calls First. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
You know, there was part of me that kind of wanted me to write a book. Every time I would think about it and I would try to do something with it, just nothing ever worked.
How did this one take off and the others didn't?
The simple answer to it for me is that Jesus is the main reason why. So I came to know and develop a relationship with Christ later in life, and I would tell my stories to people, and frequently I'd have people say, you need to put that down in a book, or I wish that so-and-so was here to hear this story. And
we're talking with Peter Demas.
The biggest premise of it is a lot of times we, especially in this day and age, we watch Instagram, we watch Facebook, and we're looking at this perfect family image and this perfect vacations and the perfect business, and everything is just great. And really, the book isn't designed for people who are perfect. The book is designed for three types of people: those who are in a crisis, about to go into a crisis, and just finished a crisis, which includes all of us.
Peter Demas' book is Afraid to Trust.
We think when we're going through a crisis that we're the only ones. And for people to see that they're not the only one going through that crisis, that there are other people out there that on the surface appears to be fine.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
But inside they're screaming at 2 a.m. They're waking up in the mornings. There's to know that they're not alone in the journey.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It is 6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS, broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. And we're only 3 days away. Is that right? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah, 3 days. Yeah, 3 days away from Thanksgiving. Going to have a great day off Thursday, fellas. Yep. But we will be here.
But not really.
With the best of show. But yes. Not really. Yeah, that's right.
We'll be here, but we won't be here.
In spirit.
In spirit.
Right. Yeah. While you're cooking your Thanksgiving dinner, we'll be here.
I won't be cooking, brother.
Well, while the people at home are cooking, they can listen to us, not actually here.
We'll try to sleep in a little bit if the dog will let me. The dog gets up. His alarm clock is always 6 o'clock.
Mm.
Doesn't matter. What is today's holiday, Dolphin?
Every day such a holiday.
Today is special to me. Today is cake day.
Cake day.
Which, you know, we say kind of your birthday, it's your cake day. No. Today's just a day dedicated to cake.
Do you eat cake? I'm not a big cake eater.
I am on special occasions. Mm. It's got to be, can't eat cake every day, but something special happens like cake day. Gotta eat some cake.
I don't like birthday cake a whole lot. Although if I put it with vanilla ice cream and stick it in the microwave for about 10 seconds, stir it up, it's good.
Publix has really good birthday cake. Probably the best I've ever had.
Yeah. I just don't make a habit of eating that. Do you?
Especially not now, but I never did really like a lot of cake.
More of a pie guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
The icing is just too much for me.
Yeah, they always cake it on there too. 6:50 now here on the Wake Up Crew. Time to focus on the family.
Misunderstanding drives a lot of marital conflict. And that's why the more couples understand why their spouse thinks and acts the way they do, the easier it is to find areas of agreement. One way to resolve conflict better is something counselors Mylan and Kay Yurkovich call the comfort circle. Each of four spots on that comfort circle moves you closer to intimacy and conflict resolution. The first is to seek awareness. Does your spouse feel anxious, misunderstood? Ask questions and listen closely to how your spouse answers. The second spot on the circle is to engage. Try not to rush in and fix your spouse's problems. Have empathy for what they're feeling instead. Validate their emotions. The third spot is to explore. Encourage your spouse to tell you more, to understand what they're going through. Find out what you can do to help them feel better. And the final spot on the circle is to resolve. Ask, how can I help you? She might need to be held and comforted. He might need time alone to collect his thoughts. Help each other feel heard and valued. The comfort circle can help you connect at a deeper level and experience growth in your marriage. When that happens, the frequency of your conflict will decrease and you'll resolve conflicts more easily. So, the next time you and your spouse are having conflict, seek awareness, engage, explore, and resolve. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:53 here on the Wake Up Crew on this Tuesday morning, November 26th. A couple more days. Thursday's Thanksgiving. We're all looking forward to that as well. And but let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
And we're going to start out with 1922. That's the year that Charles Schulz was born. You know who that is, Dalton?
That is the writer of the Peanuts.
Yes, he wrote the characters from the Peanuts characters in that cartoon and lasted for years and years and years.
And he was involved with all the movies that came based on the comic.
Still, we got Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown Christmas, all that coming up.
His family is still somewhat, anything they make with the Peanuts, they're involved with it.
And in 1933, Robert Goulet was a singer, an actor, a great singer, was in Camelot, a lot of great musicals on Broadway. And probably known for this song.
If ever I would leave you, it wouldn't be in summer. Seeing you in summer, I never would go.
Wow, what a voice. Boy, he could sing.
Sir Lancelot.
Yeah, he hasn't been gone that long, but Robert Goulet, great actor and singer. And then finally, in 1939, you've got to know this one, Tina Turner.
Rolling, rolling on the river. I said rolling, rolling, rolling on the river.
Tina, born in 1939, still singing and dancing.
You could say she's simply the best.
She's simply the best.
I want to remind you, now's your chance. Call or text your birthdays to us.
A look at the weather is coming up next.
Good morning, guys. Clouds will be on the increase for today. Showers are possible in the area by this afternoon. Highs will make it into the lower 60s. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers likely. Storms also possible. Temperatures hold steady across the region. South winds will be breezy 10 to 25. And then Wednesday, chance for more showers and storms, mainly before noon. And temperatures continue to hold steady. I'm Phil Jensko.
Right now it's 45.
Hot and humid weather. Stay ahead of the game with an air conditioning tune-up from Precision Air. A tune-up's an affordable way to ensure your system's ready for the cooling season. Precision Air, celebrating 25 years of service. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Good morning, Watson. Traffic volume increased quite a bit now. 24 westbound here at Walden Road, headed towards Nashville. A lot of radar already out here, even up and down 24 as you head towards Manchester, towards Chattanooga. Give yourself extra time. Get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets. Smart Fare, save you 70% off. Call 1-800-915-2644. I'm Commander Chuck. Your
back pain, neck pain, hip pain. Fix the pain at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard next to Nachos.
Low back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain can be treated by a physical therapist without a doctor's referral.
Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard next to Nachos.
Hi, this is Greg Tidwell with Bell Jewelers. Customers like to shop local as long as they feel they're getting a fair price. And when they come to Bell Jewelers, they find that, a fair price.
We have the perfect gift for everyone on your list at Bell Jewelers. Beautiful diamonds, colored gemstones, and beautiful watch brands that we have here at the store.
You know, we have the nicest staff. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad. We're right across the streets from Toots Restaurant.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. You can ignore it or mask it, but to get peak performance, you must deal with the underlying cause. And if you continue ignoring the warning signs, you do so at your own risk. There's plenty of ways to treat ED. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
Cold weather is here now. Let us clean your car at Smith Brothers Car Wash. It's starting to rain more often, and all that rain is going to pick up all the dirt and trash up off the road and sling it all over your car. Bring it by Smith Brothers Car Wash and let us clean that off for you. Hello, this is Willie Dennis. My wife Caitlin and I own Smith Brothers Car Wash, and this is our dream come true. Smith Brothers is a family-owned business where we look forward to helping you. Smith Brothers Car Wash is located on Memorial, across from Old Charlie's. Smith Brothers Car Wash.
In retirement, it's all about income. Your money, making money, and you're not spending down your principal. That's the way we do it at Retirement Income Solutions. So if you're spending down your principal or your money's not making money, keeping you ahead of inflation, check us out today at risolutions.net. That's risolutions.net. And make sure to join us every Saturday afternoon at 1 for our Retirement Income Solutions Radio with Nathan Cox and Lindsay Cotter.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here on the Wake Up Crew. Putting the wraps here on the 6 o'clock hour. Broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. Also want to remind you to call or text in your birthdays at 615-893-1450. We'll be giving away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe. Moving soon to 128 North Church Street, near the old First United Methodist Church.
Derry Wells is today's good neighbor of the day. He's very encouraging, and he's always helping young people. So he's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and Ryan Flowers, coffee and gifts.
We've got the world news coming up here from CBS News Radio, brought to you locally by the Low T Center, 2855 Medical Center Parkway, and by
French's Shoes and Boots.
Get to French's Black Friday and all weekend long for savings that'll make Santa blush. Black Friday weekend, get 10% off of apparel and Western hats, $10 off boots, boxed or on the rack, $10 off insulated outerwear. Yep. Shop where Santa shops. That's at French's Shoes and Boots, 1837 South Church Street, right here in Murfreesboro.
All right, that's going to do it for the 6 o'clock hour. Book it, Dano.
It's in there.
All right.
Done.
And coming up, we've got the news. Okay, I got it. We got the news, weather, sports, more fun here on the Wake Up Crew.
News Radio, WGNS, Murfreesboro, the voice of Rutherford County, and the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports. The Courthouse Clock shows it's 7 o'clock.